The 131st Lincolnshire Show. Difficult to believe that we've reached that august number, almost as young as Alan Stannett. Only kidding, Alan, it's good to see you as ever.
Delighted to see you too. 131st. Now, I've been the last 35, so I can remember it when they were in double figures, though I can't quite manage it back to the single figure stage.
Well, exactly. Time machines, that's what we need. But looking around
the... We have a rejuvenation apparatus as well as the time machine. The time machine alone doesn't do the job.
Alan, I'll set some of the boffins at the University of Lincoln to work on that straight away, and I'm sure we can get something sorted for your good self. But you always look wonderfully rejuvenated. So what can I say? It must be something in the show air.
What you mean is that I keep a hat on, which avoids the fact that I'm becoming follically challenged on the top there.
You and me both, sir. Anyway, looking around the showground already, because we're at day one, today. It's looking as though it's got that magical buzz. And I always like to say this is really perfect weather for shows because you don't want the beasts, as our very famous Lou Bevan would actually say, to be too upset with the whole thing. And it's looking good.
It is. It looked absolutely perfect. We were here last night for a bit of a reception and an event, and it was almost too hot. And then, of course, the sun went down. And we all started shivering and nipping off to fetch a jumper.
It's June now, of course.
It is June. You can hardly believe it. We're sort of past the summer solstice, and it's all downhill from this point on. But not over these 2 days, I assure you. This is going to be pretty good.
2 days of absolute joy and fun as far as Lincolnshire is concerned. And actually, I'll expand that to nationally and internationally as well. We're actually speaking to you directly from the Media Centre at present, which is the classic press tent. We can look over to see the basis of the Lincolnite from the University of Lincoln. Lots of other things. Piper's Crisps, of course. But the show itself just seems to be getting better and better, something which we've shared with Amelia Chambers, of course, and Jane Southall in the past.
That's right. We do just keep ticking over, and every now and then you pick up something new and a new idea, and there's been quite a few of them in the last couple of years, so it's really nice to see these kind of things developing. You know, sort of, you know, the Piper's Crisps circus tent over here is a totally new idea. I did have a word with Alex and suggested he might do a performance in there, but he declined this offer and said no, it's for the children, which is very sad, I thought.
Very much so. Alex Piper, if you're listening to this, then we think it's outrageous. The challenge should be laid down and accepted, I feel.
Definitely so. But yeah, so yeah, looking around, it is really looking excellent at the moment. The grass is in almost ideal condition. We haven't had sort of really wet underfoot or anything of that kind. So, you know, we're very, very happy with it. And a bit of cloud cover, people saying, well, will it burn it off? We hope probably not, in fact, because what we don't want, particularly those of have to wander around here wearing a bowler hat, because it is...
Or any kind of hat, really.
Well, for that matter, yes. And
flat caps are accepted too.
Anything you like to wear, apart from the stupid...
Fascinators. We don't go for fascinators.
I've seen a few, and I've no doubt we shall see over the course of the next 2 days, but not from the stewards. We have to be as we are because we are the representatives of the show, and if people want to know things or where things happen, then it's up to our job to deal with it. And the bowler hat in that respect, or the ladies with the straw hats, that's the mark of the folk who are responsible. We don't go in for orange high-vis jackets and so on, which would spoil the image of the show.
Precisely. We're joined today, of course, by Chloe Baker and Eva MacDonald. Eva is actually attended, I think, the last 16 of these shows and has connected together, so she's a bit of a veteran. First time ever as a member of the press corps, though, in terms of developing that. And, of course, Sebastian Edgerton-Cole will be on duty. Siren has got a whole range of folk doing some lunchtime feeds in from that point of view. And it is something whereby, quite literally, there's something for everything and everybody at the show. I mean, I think, Alan, it's fair to say we have an interest, obviously, in the livestock. You're particularly so. I'm a growing interest in terms of that. But also, we've got a whole range of other activities going on as well, including Kangaroo Kids, I believe.
That's it. He's in the ring and leaping over. But I always see this as it's not one event. It's a nest of events within each other. If you're a horse person, you could spend your entire day over in the horse area. If you're a shopper, then you could do the same there. The countryside area. You can learn a little bit of crossbow shooting, a little bit of rifle shooting, learn how to do some fly fishing. Again, perfectly possible to spend a whole day in those areas. If you're a glutton, you can spend the entire day very happily in the food area.
We wouldn't encourage that in any way, shape or form, particularly with respect to the obesity crisis and so on and so forth. Actually, what I would say, from a healthy living point of view, whenever you're listening to this, whether it's on a podcast or whether you're listening to it on the Thursday morning breakfast show, then quite literally you should get yourself to these county shows. There are lots of them actually go around and just actually walk around and share the experience, because there's lots of good healthy living to actually be experienced.
That's it. And you're quite right, just walk around. You have absolutely no idea. I have no idea what is on this showground in total. I shan't possibly get round it all.
You're the font of wisdom, Alan. We come to you for those informational pieces.
I do my best, but you know, if someone said to me, have we got a stall here that sells widgets, I wouldn't know. We almost certainly have, but I haven't the faintest idea where I would find them. You know, if someone wants to know where the horses are, or the livestock are, where the countryside area is, where the steam engines are, and all the rest of it, that's fine. But when it comes to individual stalls, I'm at a loss.
And on that proverbial bombshell that Alan is not aware of where the widget salespeople are at the Lincolnshire Showground, we'll say happy trails for now. And Alan, we'll speak again very soon.
It'll be a pleasure.
Okay, we've spoken to Alan Stanich. We now have a newbie as far as the Midweek Drivette team is actually concerned. Relative newbie. Of course, she's clocked up one inspired on-air package. That's Eva MacDonald. Eva, good to see you.
Thank you very much. Good being here.
As I mentioned to Alan, you've been to several of these Lincolnshire shows before. Can you remember how many you've actually been to so far?
No, I can't. It's been too many to remember.
Well, there we are. But first time you've actually been in a press area, I believe.
Yes, it is, and it's very exciting.
Very good. So what are you most looking forward to for this 2015 Lincolnshire show?
Oh, I don't know. Just going around seeing all the stalls, meeting everyone here, basically. Just seeing everyone, really.
Chatting to the folk and various other things. And, of course, you're also one of the official tweeters of the show, so that's great. You'll be doing double duty on that side of things. Chloe Baker will have a few words with in a few seconds. I'll just maybe try and grab a few words with Ed Wellman. Ed, who's actually doing some furniture raising at present. Ed, looking forward to today?
Absolutely. I can't believe it's a year, and in fact, I can't believe it's 2 years since we were here before, but the weather is superb this morning. Great sense of buzz and excitement already.
And one of our wonderful reporters, defined by Jeff Thompson, in fact, as our chief reporter, which is interesting from that point of view. That's Sebastian Edgington-Cole. How are you, Seb?
I'm fine, thank you. Yes, it's my second Lincolnshire show in just as many years, so I'm quite excited to see maybe some new attractions, also some ones I saw last year, like the Falcons, that kind of thing. It should be an exciting day.
Chloe Middleton. A show without Chloe Middleton, it just would be inconceivable. You have become Leicester's diamond addition to the Lincolnshire show. How does it feel now we're in the first openings of the 131st show for yourself?
It's very exciting, a little bit nerve-wracking, as it always is, but you've got to get the show buzz. It wouldn't be show otherwise.
Absolutely, and all sorted through on that sort of basis. Now, we have one young lady here, Eva MacDonald, who has actually attended lots of these shows as a private citizen before, first time as an official tweeter, and Chloe Baker, who has never actually been to the Lincolnshire show. So what advice would you give them?
Well, when I first started working at the show, I had never seen an agricultural show in my life. And then here we are on my third one. I just say get completely stuck in and see everything you can. There's so much going on. Do the traditional stuff as well. So make sure you see the equine and livestock lines, as well as all the performances and things like that. So just make sure you plan your day and see everything you can.
Any quick questions from yourself, Chloe?
What's your favourite part of the show?
One of my favourite parts is the sheep lines, actually. I really like seeing all the livestock all in one place. I don't think, and you can't even imagine it, to be honest. Like, as a kid, I always went to the farm and things like that. But seeing this many animals all in one place is amazing.
And Eva?
What are you looking forward to this year?
We've got some great acts in the main ring this year. We've got the Kangaroo Kid, which should be mega. And then last year we had the RAF Falcons, and we've got them again this year. And it's such a spectacle. It was amazing.
I gather that there's a royal trumpet that's just gone off because Jane Southall and Amelia Chambers have actually arrived into the actual press tent here. So it's getting very exciting, isn't it, Chloe?
Yeah, here come the girls.
We'll see you later.
See you later.
The legend that is Amelia Chambers is with us, Eva MacDonald. That's always a treat.
It is indeed.
And it has to be said, Amelia, Eva has actually clocked up more shows than both of us combined as an attendee.
Wow, how many have you been to?
I can't remember. It's been quite a while. I think the first one must have been over 10 years ago. I can't remember how long.
Goodness me, an avid fan. Very good.
Her first time as an official Sirenet tweeter and Midweek Drivette as well.
Yes, it is. I'm looking forward to it.
So, Amelia, clearly from your own point of view, this is the culmination of a year's work, indeed more, and it's looking good.
It looks fantastic. I have to say, obviously, setup was underway for a good week, but I went round yesterday and I've never seen it look so busy, look so impressive. The agricultural lines, the livestock lines, they're absolutely packed. It's just phenomenal, really. The best year that I've seen.
And I've got to say, yourself, Jane, Chloe, you have just turned on the glamour up several notches, and with your own sort of, it's fantastic, genuinely.
Oh, well, you know, as showgirls, we have a standard and we need to keep to it, but no, we do like getting dressed up, I think. We run round.
Even Alan Stennett.
Even Alan Stennett's put, you know, I'll not ruin his surprise. But no, we love to get dressed up, and it's an occasion for us, and it's a real celebration of the county and a celebration of what we do as an agricultural society. So, yes.
Eva.
Well, what do you think is the best things to look out for this year, do you think?
I think that people should definitely head to the main ring to see the Kangaroo Kid perform. I think they should definitely go to the countryside area and see the sheep show, which is here every year but is fantastic, and also the dog and duck, which is at 2 o'clock today, which is amazing. We've got fantastic livestock and equine entries, so I should definitely go and see some of those. As I mentioned, the agricultural lines are packed, and even if you don't think you like tractors, if you go and look round, you'll be impressed, so definitely do that. We've got some amazing aerial displays and a bit of a surprise one as well, so that's another highlight. And something happening in the Discovery Zone that I can't tell you right now, but it's at midday today and you should be there.
And if you add to all of that to the fact that you might be listening to this on a Thursday morning, lots of those things are happening on a Thursday as well, so if this is a Thursday morning when you're listening to it or a podcast, then get yourself to the Lincolnshire Show. Tickets still available.
Tickets are still available, so we're still selling them online, but they've gone up to the gate prices, and people can just come today and or tomorrow and still buy tickets on the gate, and car parking is free.
And no truth in the rumour that Jane's actually going to be joining the Red Arrows in terms of the parachute jump then?
No, that's... We'll ask her about this, obviously, in a few moments. Oh, no, that's definitely happening. In fact, all of the showgirls are doing that, Alex, and we're enlisting you as well.
There you go. I knew we'd get that sorted through. Fantastic. You'd be pleased to know as well, Amelia, that the first tweets have been sent out, including Chloe Baker's very own unique one. Nice to have a bit of Yorkshire and Lincolnshire with, of course, Yorkshire tea.
Fantastic. OK.
Jane Southall, as I live and breathe, a fantastic opening as ever.
It is. Yeah.
And we're here 130... Of course it is, absolutely. No, it was officially, yes. We're just referring, of course, to the wonderful people from Cartwright Communications, who are doing a fine job, aren't they?
They are, doing a great job, yes.
We'll probably put in for a raise of that sort of credit thing, but never mind, life continues.
No, I think when you do... it's good PR to be here, isn't it? So they won't ask for any more money.
No. You pay them.
Well played.
Okay, moving on here. We've got our young Eva McDonald here. Eva, who has actually clocked up a fair number of shows. I think over 10 we concluded.
Well, I don't know if it's over 10, but it's definitely a lot. I'm going to go with that as the average.
But I don't think she's ever actually met your good self, Jane. So it's an exciting time.
It is, yes. Pleased to meet you.
Pleased to meet you too. It's nice
to meet you. So moving on. I mean, clearly the show itself is a celebration of all that's good with the agricultural world in Lincoln and beyond from that point of view. You must be really pleased with how it's taking shape.
Yeah, it's great. I mean, if you look at the showground, it's full, it's packed with trade stands. We've still got really good ag lines, which is great. I've just seen David, who runs a Driffield show this morning. He said, you've got great ag lines. I said, we have, but we've also got a great show with everything else, and we're renowned, it's a good show. We've got good quality stands, and that attracts good quality stands, doesn't it, really? So.
I know Bill Cowling from the Great Yorkshire Show, devastated he couldn't get down here this year, and of course he steps aside from his role this year, so interesting times.
Yes, well, perhaps he can come next year and be a secret shopper or something.
Well, I was thinking they might have approached your good self to actually look after the Yorkshire show as well as Lancashire show. Maybe not. That would be a first.
Yeah, might be a bit busy if I do that as well.
Eva.
Well, I mean, apart from the stalls and everything to see, all the sights and all the attractions, what do you think's the best thing to look out for this year?
I think there's so much to look out for this year because we've got so many things to do. And what I've always said is people who are coming to look on the website, it tells you what's happening, whether you like gardening, whether you like cookery demonstrations, whether you want to see the ag lines, whether you want to see the animals, whether you're into to the equine area. Look at what's happening, plan your day, because we open at 8, it finishes at 6, and you can't see everything a day. So I think if you pre-plan, then you can make the most of your day.
Steve Cram, of course, is something I'm particularly looking forward to because it's nice to have a bit of Sunderland in the area, basically, from his background with Brendan Foster and all the rest of the bits and pieces.
Steve Cram, yeah, be great. Yeah, he's here, and it's great that he's also he's here with Clydesdale, so it's great that he's actually free to interview as well.
And speaking to Amelia, of course, the general line is, are you set for your parachute jump with the Red Devils later on? Because I gather you are actually taking lead that has been sort of rumoured.
Oh, right. Well, I wasn't made aware of it, but if it means more people have come through the gate, but we should have had it sponsored to start with, shouldn't we? We've lost an income stream here.
Jane, you're always on the case. A genuine pleasure. We'll speak to you presumably tomorrow as well.
You will do. Thank you very much.
Jane Southall, As I Live and Breathe, a fantastic opening as ever.
It is, yeah.
And we're here at 130. Of course it is, absolutely. No, it was officially, yes. We're just referring, of course, to the wonderful people from Cartwright Communications, who are doing a fine job, aren't they?
They are,
Jane?
Doing a great job, yes.
We'll probably put in for a raise at that sort of credit thing, but never mind, life continues.
No, I think when you do, it's good PR to be here, isn't it? So they won't ask for any more money.
No. You pay them.
Well played.
Okay, moving on here. We've got our young Eva McDonald here. Eva, who has actually clocked up a fair number of shows. I think over 10 we concluded.
Well, I don't know if it's over 10, but it's definitely a lot. I'm going to go with that as the average.
But I don't think she's ever actually met your good self, Jane, so it's an exciting time.
It is, yes. Pleased to meet you.
Pleased to meet you too. Well, it's nice to be here.
So moving on. I mean, clearly the show itself is a celebration of all that's good with the agricultural world in Lincoln and beyond from that point of view. You must be really pleased with how it's taking shape.
Yeah, it's great. I mean, if you look at the showground, it's full, it's packed with trade stands. We've still got really good ag lines, which is great. I've just seen David, who runs a Driffield show this morning. He said, you've got great ag lines. I said, we have, but we've also got a great show with everything else. And we're renowned, it's a good show. We've got good quality stands, and that attracts good quality stands, doesn't it, really? So.
I know Bill Cowling from the Great Yorkshire Show, devastated he couldn't get down here this year. And, of course, he steps aside from his role this year. So, interesting times.
Yes, well, perhaps he can come next year and be a secret shopper or something.
Well, I was thinking they might have approached your good self to actually look after the Yorkshire show as well as Lancashire show. Maybe not. That would be a first.
Yeah, might be a bit busy for doing that as well.
Eva.
Well, I mean, apart from the stalls and everything to see, all the sights and all the attractions, what do you think's the best thing to look out for this year?
I think there's so much to look out for this year because we've got so many things to do. And what I've always said is people who are coming, to look on the website, it tells you what's happening, whether you like gardening, whether you like cookery demonstrations, whether you want to see the ag lines, whether you want to see the animals, whether you're into to the equine area. Look at what's happening, plan your day, because we open at 8, it finishes at 6, and you can't see everything a day. So I think if you pre-plan, then you can make the most of your day.
Steve Cram, of course, is something I'm particularly looking forward to because it's nice to have a bit of Sunderland in the area, basically, from his background with Brendan Foster and all the rest of the bits and pieces.
Steve Cram, yeah, it'd be great. Yeah, he's here, and it's great that he's also he's here with Clydesdale, so it's great that he's actually free to interview as well.
And speaking to Amelia, of course, the general line is, are you set for your parachute jump with the Red Devils later on? Because I gather you are actually taking lead that has been sort of rumoured.
Oh, right. Well, I wasn't made aware of it, but if it means more people have come through the gate, but we should have had it sponsored to start with, shouldn't we? We've lost an income stream here.
Jane, you're always on the case. A genuine pleasure. We'll speak to you presumably tomorrow as well.